There are katanim that are also to take hekel on Chol HaMoed. That's verkehrt. Most katanim are also. Only if the kid was born on Chol HaMoed is he allowed to take hekel. But if the kid is a few days old, it's also to take hekel on Chol HaMoed. So Nim says it should come out that Avelus Negus Bekotin. And you tell me right now, a kotin, when he becomes a noble, if his parents die, he can't take haircut. Because since the kotin now can't take haircut on the Chol HaMoed, it should come out, he can't take haircut on B'nei Avola either. And it's not that way, but Tanya would look like this. Mekarin lekotin. If a kotin becomes a novel, true, we may rise Korea, the clothing that he's wearing we rip, but you know why? If they agmas nefesh, we want the other people around to cry more, it should make people feel bad. There's not the pshat that the kid has the chiv avelus. No, there's no din avelus in a kotin. The kotin himself doesn't have to be noig avelus. There's no din chinuch by avelus. Only kriya we make him rip his clothing. Rashi says sheyivchu harayim. The people that see this should start crying. V'yarba b'chvei the mace. That's called giving more respect to the mace. The more people cry by the hesped by the levaya, that's the more covered respect given to the mace. Not because the kid really has a din avelus. A kid on the bar mitzvah doesn't have any din avelus. So who has the kasha? But if you tell me now that a kid really can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, if so, it should come out that a kid can't take a haircut when he's a novel either. So it should come out that a novel, a katan, has din avelus. And here at Smashim, a katan doesn't have any din avelus. So my answer is Poshit. Amar Rav Ashi, Mi Ketoni, does it say in that din, that the first Mishnah, that Ho'asurin, does it say clearly that the people that are also to take Hekot on the Chol HaMoed can't take Hekot the Meid when they're a novel? Dilma, maybe no. Yesh Miyam Osav, Yesh Miyam Mutar. Some of the people that are also on the Chol HaMoed are also be made oval. But there are some, even though they're also on Chol HaMoed, that are cut in, that could be his Mutar, be made oval. Because all it just said there, it just says that the people that are mutter in our Mishnah, they're mutter when they're a novel. That's true. The people that have had to take haircut in Chol HaMoed, they have had to take haircut when they become a novel. But it doesn't say clearly the opposite way. It doesn't say clearly that whoever is Oster in Chol HaMoed is Oster when he's a novel. No. You could have a case of a cotton when he's a few days old, already he was born before Yom Tiv, that he is not allowed to take haircut during Chol HaMoed, but it could be that he is allowed to, and that could he is, but he is allowed to take haircut when he's a novel, though. So Mela does no kasha. Now the Gemara says, Ameimor v'teimer Rav Shisha b'rei de Ravidi mas nihochi. This is the way they learned over this halacha. And what does Shmuel mean to say, Omar Shmuel, koton muta legalchei b'moyit. A koton is allowed to take haircut during Chol HaMoed. Loishno miller b'moyit. Not only is Mamish 1 day old, he was born today in Chol HaMoed, for Loishna Nila Mikora. And even if he was born before Yom Tov. There's a Kotin, is allowed to take Hekot in Chol HaMoed. The Lochot's brought down, even up until his Bar Mitzvah, he's allowed to take Hekot during Chol HaMoed. There's a Kotin, could take Hekot during Chol HaMoed. However, it's brought down provided like with Madaik and Rashi before, that only if the kid has a lot of hair, that Mamish is bothering him. That's to be tsarer, that's to be bothering him. Just the fact you don't look so nice, that Allah maybe is not a hetter to take a haircut. Only if you have so much hair that's bothering him, then you're allowed to give a cut-in, a haircut, even on Chol HaMoed. So this thing Gemara says, Amar Rav Pinchas, Afana na mitnina. I'll bring you proof we also learned like this. It says, like we learned before, that kol elu shomru mutal agalach b'moyed. All the cases in our Mishnah that you're allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed is mutal agalach b'mei avolei. These people are also allowed to take a haircut when they're a novel. Is it diyuk who are asura legalach b'moyed? The people that are also to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed is asura legalach b'mei avolei. When he's a novel, he's also asura to take a haircut. That's the diyuk. So now comes out very good. Iyarmad, if you want to tell me that cotton, also a cotton, is not allowed to take haircut on Chol HaMoed, nimtzus should come out that avelus negas the cotton. The ruadin, a cotton, cannot take haircut when he's a novel. Why then? You have to say because there is a din avelus. And the tani, we learned not like that. We learned that nikarin the cotton, when a cotton becomes a novel, the only reason why we rip his clothing is not because he has a mitzvah of avelus, but rather mifnei agmas nefesh. Only we want the other people around to see it and to start crying more. So you see, a katan by himself does not have a din chinuch. There's no din avelus on a katan. See, if so, why is the yosef take a ekot? And the way I'm saying it's very good though. I'm saying a katan taker is allowed to take ekot on chol hamoed, no matter how old the katan is. So melu hu adin is allowed to take ekot when it's a novel, because the pshat is there's no din avelus to a katan. This Gemara says no, could be there's no deek to what you're saying. Omer Ravashi, mi ketoni does it say the din before about avelus, that hu asurim, that whoever is osur on chol hamoed is osur also on his novel. Dilma maybe not like that. Yesh mehen osur, true, there are some people that are osur on chol hamoed who are din the osur when they're in novel to take haircut. Or it could be for yesh men mutter, there are some people that are mutter even though on chol hamoed they're osur, like maybe a katan is osur. But I call upon him on Me'avo, he's allowed to. That deek you don't have. Again, the deek only before was, whoever is mutter, take Ekron Cholomoid, him for sure is mutter when he's a novel. But the other way, if he's also in Cholomoid, you don't have a complete proof that it should be also when he's a novel. But the locker is a cotton is not to take haircut, but we said only when he really needs it. Otherwise, the body should give Ketanim also haircuts before Yom Tov. Now the Gemara says, Ovel is Einen Noiga Velusoi Beregel. A novel does not have to be Noig the Midinir Avelus during the Regel, during Yom Tov. Shinema the Postik says, V'somachta B'chagecho. You have to be happy. And the Ikinion of Avelus has to be not B'simcha, the opposite. You're not going to be happy when you're novel. And since there's a mitzvah of the Rabbah, V'somachta B'chagecho, that's Doich Inyan of Avelus. So it's like this. E Avelus to Mikor, if the maize died before Yom Tov, that you already sat already 1 or 2 days of Shiva, and now it's coming, Yom Tov. Yeh makaruhu, also yesterday the Rabbim, v'docha yesterday the Yochid. The yesterday of the Rabbim, v'samachta v'gecho, this mitzvah's negate that all Klai Yisrael, v'samachta v'gecho, that's docha your private essay of being Naiga Velas. Rashi says, ovel dechtiv, ovel yechidi yasei lecho. Zinna ba'essay the Yochid. Via Velus Hashtel, in my case where a person died on Yom Tov itself, Yash de Hashtu, Lo Yosu Yester, the Yochid Vadoch Yester Rabin, the Sassi of Yochid can't come now and tell you to start to be Negev Velus, since it's going to Negev and Esther the Rabin. There's this mitzvah's essay of a Samachtan of Gecha that applies to all Klai Yisrael, therefore that mitzvah is Oduf than the mitzvah of Avelus. So to top places Medayik, Mashmir that Avelus is also Mediraisa. Because otherwise the Gemara should have said poshid, that the samachta v'chagecha is midiraisa. The mitzvah of Avelus is only midirabonin. So avada the diraisa is deicha dirabonin. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that the samachta v'chagecha is the mitzvah of the rabbim. It's negated to the whole Klai Yisrael. And the union of Avelus is only negated to a yochid. Mashma Avelus is also midiraisa. The Tosa says, the top Tosa is mashma, the Avelus eko es diraisa. It's tak also midiraisa, the union of Avelus. Midikomar, Midaloi Komar, Vedoch Yesed the Rabbonin, it should have said. I vod a Komal Yel, let me boy you may have followed the Rabbonin. I said clearly, the Inyan of Avelis is only with the Rabbonin. I'll tell you, Harni Asiyas Malacha. Only that the novel can't do work, that's only with the Rabbonin. The Nafkulei, the Asmachta, Mivyafachta, Chagechem, Liovim. Avogufo Avelis, the Raisa. But that's what we say 7 days when you're sitting Shiva. You're not supposed to be happy. It could be midiraisa, maybe not supposed to be happy. Maybe Avelus is midiraisa. That's one shot. But Toi says, Mio Mio, Toi says just the opposite. That no, they're both the Rabbonins. Toi sheet to hear in my cotton is, that's for Samachte, Simcha, Saregel, but Zmanazir, not midirabonin. It's only midirabonin today that we have Simcha, Saregel. Why? Because for Samachte, I know, Bishal, my Simcha, Grisha, Chagiga. Toi sheet to hear, that's what the Torah says, for Samachte, Chagecha. A mitzvah's essay to be happy on Yom Tov, it's only Bizman we have the Beis Hamikdash, and we have a Korban Chagiga. With the Korban Chagiga, the Shalmi Chagiga, eating the Shlomim, that's the Kiyum of the Samachta B'chagecha. But Bizman is there that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the Basar Shlomim, there's no mitzvah Midiraisa. It's only Midirabonin. So that's Pshat now, Gemara now. This mitzvah Midirabonin of the Samachta B'chagecha is a mitzvah of the Rabbi Midirabonin. And the mitzvah of Avelus is only a mitzvah yochim with the Rabbonin. So therefore, the mitzvah of the Rabbim is dochel the mitzvah of the Rabbonin. But could be Toys Shitri is the both only with the Rabbonin. Lalacha we all, not like Toys we all, but the Rambam Shita, that Avada Simchas Yom Tov is Manazir is also with the Raisa. And the pshat is, the posik of Samach V'Zecha just means you're supposed to have the most simcha possible at that time. So b'zman we have the Beis Hamikdash, and the mitzvah is eating basar v'yayin. The biggest simcha basar could be basar shlamim. Eating a korban is tremendous simcha. Eating the korban, that's a tremendous simcha. But b'zman is there that we don't have kabbonis. So rather, the most simcha that we could have is also part of the mitzvah, also the mitzvah. So b'zman is there, time eating basar and yayin, it's also the mitzvah of the rice. Right, but according to that's the law on ovol is not noig as avelis during Yom Tov and during Chol HaMoed. Dvorim shebetzin is yeh noig, but not dvorim of ahesia. Just like on Shabbos, who are in Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. Right, the shalom is now is menuda ma'o shiyinag niduyeh beregel. The person is put into nidui, he's like exiled, he's put away from everybody else, excommunicated. What's the din of Chol HaMoed Yom Tov? Can he come back and be with everybody during Chol HaMoed, during Yom Tov or not? Is Amar Rav Yosef Toshma, come and bring a proof. The locker is, Donin din in the Foshers, and Mishnah Leil Tosefta, Yelara Paskinois din in the Foshers, Vadin in Makis, Vadin in Momnis, on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Loit Sais, if the person will listen to you, the Loit Sais Dino Meshamtin Alei. If the person is not going to listen to you, we have a right to put you into Nidui. We have a right to put you. So now, the Sakotar, this is you're going to tell me, Ein in Noi Nidui Beregel, if somebody had Nidui from before Yom Tov. When it becomes Yom Tov now, he's not in Nidui anymore, he can act like a normal person. So if so, Mishumas V'yosim Mikoro, if somebody had a Nidui on there from before, you're telling me now, also regal dochilei, when it becomes regal and Chol HaMoed. It's doichi, you don't have to keep the din in nidui, it's hashtim ashatinilei. So what kind of svar is that right now in Chol HaMoed, when we pass kolais din in mamnis, with din in the foshes, you want to tell me you put him into nidui? Doesn't make any sense? Madach from before the nidui goes away in Chol HaMoed, so avada today in Chol HaMoed, you can't put him into nidui. Selamai should be a raya, yes. Hilchas Nidui is noig even on Yom Tov in the Chol HaMoed. Therefore, when you pass Kanoi's din in the Foshas on Chol HaMoed, you could give him the Nidui also if he doesn't listen to you. Omalei Abaye says, no, maybe there's no proof from here. Maybe really Nidui is not noig on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov. It says before, Yilara Paskin, Bezin, Kepaskin's din in the Foshas on Chol HaMoed. And we're saying, if they don't listen, you put you into Nidui. Vedilma Leyune Bedinoi. Maybe just means Bezdin looks into the Pesak Din. They don't really come out with the final verdict to say Yechayiv or not. They just look over the case to see what the Din should be, but the final verdict they won't say until after Yom Tov, until after the regal. So why? Dila Teim Nochi, if not, you're not going to say like this. Dila Teim Nochi, Dina Nefoshes Iktoni. After it says you could pass Kanoi's Dina Nefoshes on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, how could that be? Hochi Nami de Katlin Lei. You want to say that really Bezdin Paskin Zoyev Din in the Foshas on Chol HaMoed, and if they say that he's Chayiv Misa, Bezdin will really go down to kill him? Is that true? V'yokonim name is Sivkos Yom Tov. If you kill somebody in Chol HaMoed, the Dayanim, the people that kill, are stopping the Sivkos Yom Tov. Why? The Tanya would not like this. Rabbi Akiva Weimer, Minayin the Sanhedrin. How do we know the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, Shehog U'esa Nefesh, that they Paskin Zoyev Din in the Foshas? And they killed a person today, the Lacharish Shein Toyamim Kol Lois Yayim. That day, until they kill him, they're not allowed to eat. They have to fast that day. Until they kill him. That's what I brought down before the Pasha by Yosef. It says, that the Acha Yosef, their Paschalis is Mechuyiv Misa, and afterwards it says then, Vayachal Lechal Lechem. Afterwards, after they held that they killed him, then they went to eat Lechem. Because their Paschalis didn't eat the Foshas that day, and therefore they didn't eat until they finished Paschalis the Shiloh. This Gemara. After you pass the din in the foshes, you can't eat until you finish the psak. So how could Bezdin pass in the Chol HaMoed? Din in the foshes, they're not going to be able to eat today. And they're stopping themselves from Simchas Yom Tov. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, Lo yisoichel al adam, you're not allowed to eat when you're holding by killing some blood. So in other words, when you're holding by killing somebody, you can't eat. So how could you say that I kill somebody in Chol HaMoed, the Bezdin can't eat them that day? So the Gemara says, so that should be a proof that we can't kill. So Mas Elo, what do you want to say? What then do you do? Le yune v'dinei. That doesn't go down to Paskin as din in the Foshas means, they talk, look over the case and see if he's chayiv or not. But the final verse, they don't say on Chol HaMoed. For the Gemara, Hachinam L'Yunei Bedina, or El Yunei Bedina, Hachinam L'Yunei Bedina. What does it mean by Yom Tov? It has to mean only Mayim Bedin. So it also only Mayim Bedin. So what says that can't be? Omalei, Im Kein, if so, Nim says Man Has Dinai. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have the Psak Din. If a person in the Chuyiv meets you not to not tell it, that's called Inu Adin. Whenever Bezdin comes out to the verdict, they have to Paskin right away. They're not allowed to leave over the Psak till later on. So Hashiman Has Dinai. They don't say the Psak Din right away. It's called leaving over the Psak of Bezdin. They're not allowed to do that. So Manashach, if you're telling me that the Mayin, they have to come out to a verdict, they have to say the Psak. So again, it's a kasha. How could you say the Psak of Din in the Foshos on Chol HaMoed? Lohuri, you're stopping there from Simchas Yom Tov. So Teretz is like this. Also mitzafro mayne medine. They come in the morning and they look into the din, if there's mechuyiv mis or not. And before they pass in, v'yayil v'yachli v'shosi, they go and eat, and they mechayim mitzvah simchas yom tov. Kulu yayim the whole day. For ho de rosa v'shkiya sachama. And then right before shkiya, right at the end of the day, again they come together a second time, they gamrina l'dine, and then they pass k'noyot that the guy's mechuyiv misa, v'kotaloy, and they kill him at the end of the day. So that's not called the holding back from Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov means they can't eat after they pass the night that is Mechuyiv Misa, up until they kill him. So the other meaning was they pass him in the morning as Mechuyiv Misa, and they first kill him later on in the day, so you stop him from eating. The Torah says no. What Bezdin does in Chol HaMoed is in the morning, they come to Mayim, they look over the din. They see if he's going to be Mechuyiv or not. And before they say the verdict, they go and eat the rest of the day. The Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. And then first right at the end of the day, not to be over the Isra, the question of this was, to be over the Isra of Inu Adin. If you have the verdict and you don't say it, you're not allowed to do that. They don't let the day go by. But at the end of the day, before Shkia, they come and give the verdict and say you have the Chi of Misa, and they go and kill him today. So therefore, you can have a Chi of Misa on Chol HaMoed, and also there won't be a holding yourself back on Simchas Yom Tov. You could eat also. You're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, but then there's a raya that you could put the person in Nidui on Chol HaMoed. It says if he doesn't listen, we put him into Nidui. So that's the raya of the that Hilchos Nidui is noyeg on Chol HaMoed. What? Yes, so far we have no raya. Omer Abaya says like this, Toshma, come and I'll bring you proof. It says, Umnuda Shetiru Lechachomen. Says now Mishnah, another person that's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed if he was in Nidui, and now when it came to Chol HaMoed, the Chom will matter you. So the other meaning was, it means that the Chom means the Chom will matter all Niduyim. Whoever was in Nidui from before Yom Tov, as soon as it becomes Yom Tov, on Yom Tov it becomes Hutter. Therefore, in Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to take a haircut. So it's a right, there's no din Nidui during Chol HaMoed. On a Rav says no. Mi ketoni shetiru chachomim. Does the Mishnah say a stam klal that the Chom will matter all Niduis? The Mishnah says like this, She'etiru loy chachom ketoni, that the Chom will matter this one private person. What does that mean? The ozal ufaisil abaldinoi, that he was put into Nidu, because obviously he did something wrong, he didn't act nice to somebody. Now he went to that person's mafaisin, he asked him for mechila. He also came with the Rabbanin, and now he went in front of the Rabbanin. For sure, the Rabbanin will matter him. So therefore, since the Rabbanu will matter him, therefore, on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to take a haircut. But it could be other people, that's much from the Maskona, that Hilchos Nidui is Noig on Chol HaMoed. If you don't have your heter from the Rabbanin, you are Nidui before Chol HaMoed, you have to be Noig Dina Nidui even during Chol HaMoed. And you don't have to take a haircut, you can't wash your clothing, you have Hilchos Nidui on you. Weiter. Mitzoyra mal shiinig tzarata beregel. The first thing that Tumas Mitzoyra, and Tzumas Mitzorah means you're thrown out of the Gimel Machnois from before Yom Tov. So now during the Regal, you still have the Neger upon your body. What's the Halacha? Do we matter him to come in to live in the Gimel Machnois during Regal or no? He still has to stay chutz in the Gimel Machnois even during the Regal. Omer Abaye Toshma. Now Mishnah says, V'yahan Nozir, V'yahan Mitzorah, Mitumos L'tayrosay. That a person is Tumma ended during Chol HaMoed, and now he wants to become Tor, he's allowed to take a haircut. So it's a diyik, habi mei tumasa noig, the mashu when the mitzvah is tomei though, he's not allowed to take a haircut. Hedinet Saras is Noig Oivin on Chol HaMoed, and therefore he can't take Hekra during Chol HaMoed. So you see, the Indian of Mitzvah is Noig even on Chol HaMoed. Tomorrow I'll tell you, no. Loi mi boy come. The mission means like this. Not only this, but even this. Loi mi boy be made to Masai. The Loi Noig, not only when the Mitzvah is really Tomei, that I'll tell you maybe the Din Mitzvah is not Noig on Yom Tif. He's allowed to come home. And he can take Hekra on Chol HaMoed. Elul Avul Letarosoi. But when the Mitzvah became Tor during Chol HaMoed, then his Xerim, maybe I would think, Nigzer, that he can't take a haircut. Why? That he can't have Dinan Mitzvah, that he has to be Noig of Dinan Mitzvahs. Why? Because Shem Yeshor Korban Isof. Because we're afraid maybe he won't bring the Korban right away. He'll wait till the end of the Yom Tov to bring the Korban. Rashi says, Nigzer, Shlo Yehi Megaleich V'moid, which should make a Gzera maybe, that this Mitzvah became Tor and Chol HaMoed, he can't take Hekot now. Techiv on the Giluach, Soroch Lavi Korban, because when he brings he takes the Hekot, he has to bring his Kabonos, V'shema Ma'ashoru Kabonos of Avien Tov Achron. Maybe you wait with his Kabonos until the Shemini Atzeres, or the last day Yom Tov, or Ma'akriven will bring it then on the last day Yom Tov. The also lack of Kabonis Yochid Yom Tov, and that's an Isser. You're not allowed to bring Kabonis Yochid on Yom Tov. So maybe there should be a Gzera that when a Mitzvah became Tor, he's not allowed to take Hekot during Chol HaMoed. We don't want him to become Tor on Chol HaMoed, because we should have a Gzera. If he does become Tor now, he has to bring Kabonis, and maybe he'll wait with the Kabonis another 2 or 3 days to the last day Yom Tov. And there's an Isser to bring Kabonis Yochid on Yom Tov. There's no letter for that. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Kamash Malon. We don't make such a Gzera like that. That even though the Mitzvah is becoming Tor on Chol HaMoed, and he has a Chid to bring Kabonis, so what? He could become Tor, he could take Hekot, and let him bring his Kabonis on Chol HaMoed. But it could be, who are then, if a Mitzvah is still Tomei, he's outside the Gimel Machnois, when it becomes Yom Tov, his ladder come back again, he could come in, is not knowing Dini Mitzvah, maybe during the regal, and then who are then, during Chol HaMoed, he would be allowed to take a Hekot. So far we have no proof. Omar Rabba Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Pasuk says, V'yatzarua, L'rabba is Kohen Godel. That even if a Kohen Godel gets a tzaras, because of Mitzvah, he has to go out, chus negimu machnes. Now the call is like this, for a Kohen Godel, the chol ha'ashona keregel kuli almadomi. The Kohen Godel, the whole year round, has the same much kedusha, the same minion, like we have on Yom Tif, like regal. The Tanam would answer like this, Kohen Godel makriv oinin. If a Kohen Godel is an oinin, then if somebody in the Shpacha died, he's still allowed to bring the Kabonis. If he ain't an oichel, but he can't eat it. So you see, the same way we have a dinner regular like that, he has it all year round. And still, the Kohen Godel is noig medina mitzvah. Is shmamina, here's a proof that noig tzaratav regal. Shmamina. If a person has tumas mitzvah, he has to go chutz megimel machnois, and he has to stay there even during regal. So Rashi says like this: "Or Kohen Gadol Kol Hashem Adek Regel Du Kuli Amadomi." That's not Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinin. Even if a maize died before they buried him, he could bring Kabonis. Midom Aloy Aaron LaMoshe V'Yachalti Chatas Ayoyim LaYom LaMoshe V'Krafti Mechlal Dakrov V'Beninus Yilara B'Makriv When You're Nonin. And Olamadu the Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinin. Avu Kuli Yamu V'Shayim Moshe Shon Oinin Einu Mashalach Kabonisa. The whole year round, if you're Oinin, he can't send Kabonis. I mean, look, come on. Shlomim is manchu shalomim is manchu einin. Over regal mishaleich. Mashenka, and during the regal, if somebody died during the regal, you are allowed to bring kabonis. So you see, a Kohen Gadol has the same din like a regal. And still we say a Kohen Gadol has din in mitzvah on him, and he has to go out of the Gimel Machnois. So what din a regal Yisrael, if he has Tumas Mitzvah, he has to go out of the Gimel Machnois even during the regal also. Right. Ovel Ose Betaspers. Now the locher is an ovel, can't take a haircut. When you know you got velus, you can't take a haircut. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk said to Bnei Aaron, Roshechem al tifro. You don't let your hairs grow. Even though they were an ovel now, Trashi, al tifro, gidul star. Vaikroa gavi misis nada ve'aviyo ksiv. Now the Mir Yitzvah kroa l'mishril hu, since the Torah had to be matted to Aaron, to take a haircut, Nechlau the Achrini Asurant, every other oval, you're not allowed to. The Zemar says, Nechlau the Kuli Almosar. Everybody's also, well, every other Mitzvah oval is also to take a haircut. Now, Menudin, Mumitzvahin, Mayim, Betasperis. What's the law?